For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More than 20 wildfires are scorching California. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Firefighters in California are battling shifting winds and scorching heat as three major wildfires burn across the state. The Carr Fire has killed two firefighters and destroyed at least 500 structures in Shasta County. Three firefighters have been released from the hospital after treatment for burns. Marin County Fire Battalion Chief Brett McTeague says the three had burns to their hands and faces from the intense heat.
The main fire front was approaching them, and they experienced a sudden heat blast from some vegetation adjacent to them.
The California National Guard says it has 800 soldiers and airmen currently on the ground or en route. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A shelter for people displaced by the massive blaze in Redding has reached full capacity as fire authorities order even more evacuations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results on your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump is going all in to help candidates that he likes win in the November elections. It's now 100 days until the midterm elections, and the president is hoping a strong economy will translate into a strong showing for the GOP candidates this fall. On Fox News' Sean Hannity's radio show, President Trump revealed his plans to hit the campaign trail for Republicans competing in the hottest races in the country.
I am going to work very hard. I'll go 6 or 7 days a week.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon also told Hannity the midterms will be the beginning of President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. Special counsel Robert Mueller plans to call a lot of witnesses in the trial of President Trump's former campaign manager. Mueller submitted a witness list with 35 names for the trial of Paul Manafort that begins Tuesday in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many theme parks across the country are the latest to announce that they've made the decision to ban plastic straws. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Disney Company says it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year. Disney also promising to reduce the number of plastic shopping bags used at its parks and on Disney cruises. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens have also recently announced similar policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
4 years after the Flint water crisis, two cities in southern Michigan were advised to stop drinking their tap water because of a high concentration of chemicals. Residents in Parchment and Cooper Township were advised to stop drinking the water because state environmental officials found it high in levels of PFAS contaminants. Water sample tests were done statewide, but the chemicals were found only in Parchment's water supply. That reserve is also used by Cooper Township, which is just 3 miles to the north. It wasn't immediately known how the chemicals entered the water system. Officials say you can bathe and wash with the water, but not drink it. As a short-term solution, the town's water supply will be drained and flushed until the PFAS levels fall below the health advisory level. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.